Terry, tell us about the history of the ride.
We have 32 RCMP horses. The regimental color of our horses is black. And we've been riding since, of course, 1873, since the March West. And we do the show, the Cavalry Show, which shows the troop drill movements that we used to do on the great battles of Europe from British cavalry tradition. So we show the public what the movements looked like and cavalry troop drill looked like. And the crowd really, really loves it. They love meeting the horses, the riders, seeing the show. And it's all Canadian. And it's a great show for the public to come out and see.
Do the riders have regular officers' duties in addition to taking part in the musical ride?
Yes, absolutely. About 1,000 police officers across Canada apply to try out for the musical ride, and out of that they select about 24 officers to try out, and from that they select 10 to 12 riders to come on the tour. And they're judged on their riding ability, their work ethic, and how they get along with others, because when they travel on this tour for 5 to 6 months at a time on the road, you're in planes, trains, automobiles, you're in close proximity with everybody for a long period of time, so you have to be able to work in that tight-knit atmosphere. So musical riders are police officers that come off the road for a period of 3 years, 1 year of training and 2 years of touring. And because case precedent, case law changes so quickly, 3 years on tour is enough, and they go back to regular policing duties after the show.
There's a lot of prestige to being a part of this musical ride, isn't there?
Well, you're really a representative of Canada. We're one of the only countries in the world that has a police force as a symbol of Canada, and we take that very seriously, and the public loves that, and the history of the original 300 marching west to secure the West. And so it's part of our history in Canada, and we show that through the musical ride show.
And you don't just travel around Canada.
All around the world. So, just in England in May at Buckingham Palace, and the people in England loved it. And in my time on the musical ride, we've toured coast to coast in Canada, coast to coast in the United States. And, you act as ambassadors for Canada and everything that's great about Canada. We show from very large venues in Canada to small town Canada, grassroots. We were showing in places like Tavistock, a small farming community, and 3,700 people came out to see the show in Tavistock. So it's a real Canadian icon in that it captures all Canadians. It's all inclusive.
So what can people attending the Barrie Fair this weekend expect?
The show lasts about 30 minutes. 32 horses will do the show, 32 riders, and there will probably be a bit of a pre-show. It's tied into the Barrie Fair. So all in, the performance with a pre-show would last about an hour. And the great thing about the show is after the show, the horses ring the arena, and all of the kids and adults and grandparents get to come up to the horse and pet the horses and talk to the riders. And the crowd really loves that and has a great time with that.
Terry, thanks for bringing the show to Barrie, and enjoy your time at the fair.
Thanks very much.